Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, and we're sorry about the little confusion on the introduction. How is everyone doing this evening? I am Farida Midland and would like to welcome you to a special segment of our show. We are currently doing the show of the year, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Just like Melvin said, I think I found my suitor. I'm at least looking for my suitor and trying to find that suitor. So I am asking you to call in. We have two guests this evening, and I'd like to see who they are. They're mystery guests. I do know that the Honorable Kojo Asiai will be with us today, and he is a long-lost African-Canadian, and he claims that I know him, but I don't remember from where. And we also have Tony Roney, who is with us today. So let me go out and say hello to our guest. Just hold tight. I'd like to say hello to caller number 217 and greet him and thank him for being a part of our show. Hello, caller number 217. Hello, how are you? You're in the atmosphere.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with? Is this Tony Roney?
No, this is Harvey.
Tony Roney, are you in the atmosphere? Yes, are you Tony Roney?
No, this is Harvey.
Oh, Hazeev. Hello, Hazeev. How are you? Long time no hear from you. I am so glad that you wanted to join us today. So where are you at these days? Are you in the United States, Hazeev? I can barely hear you.
What is the topic of the show today?
Our topic today is on relationships. And remember you joined us several months ago on the topic of relationships? Do you remember that?
No, that was not months ago. What was years?
Oh, Hazeev, you gave me so much valuable information that I was hoping you would come back and join us again. Why don't you hold tight, and we're going to say hello to our second caller, and we'll put you right back in the atmosphere. Hold tight. Don't leave. Stay there, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere.
Hold tight. Give me that look. Oh, no.
And we're just glad to have you, Hazeev. So hold tight. Caller number 313, we're going to say hello to our guest.
Yes. Good evening.
Caller number 313, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to this evening?
This is Kojo Aishi.
Kojo Aishi, hello. Are you here in this country? Are you somewhere far away off in Africa? Where are you locating and calling from?
I am from Africa, but I am now traveling from New York toward Wisconsin. And I understand that this is OMI.
Yes, this is OMI show, and we're talking about what OMI wants. Would you believe it? I chose suitors a couple of months ago, and I thought I was done with this thing, and then I had the person I want. But someone told me that you would be in the country and that they would like for you to join our show and to possibly be a part of it because they indicated that I knew you from a long time ago, but I don't remember from where. Can you give me some idea how I know you?
Oh, I am so hurt. I am so hurt that you don't remember me. How do you? Oh, this is my OMI. I am what you want. You don't remember me. OMI, do you? You have to remember me. It was.
I seem to be having some memory lapse. I don't remember you. Were you a prince then?
No. I wasn't a prince until I met you.
Well, Kojo or Prince, whatever, I pronounce your name again for me, please.
Aishi.
I remember someone that had a nickname of Aishi, but he wasn't a prince when I met him. Were you inducted into the princehood or something?
That's my family name. And, oh, you don't remember me. I am, oh, how. It was love at first sight.
No.
You don't remember me. Oh.
Well, I want to say this, Kojo Aishi. Maybe we'll do a few tests to see if there's some things that you can still do that will jog my memory and make me believe I know you. Now, we have a prayer. I remember the prince was able to do a lovely, lovely prayer. Now, when the time comes, I'm going to prompt you and ask you to do the prayer. And if the prayer is the same identical prayer that I heard once before, then my mind will jog and I will begin to remember who this guy is that thinks he's supposed to be in my life. Hold tight.
I've been searching for you for years.
I'm just so
I've been searching for 15 years for you. I've been searching.
You've been what?
Searching for you for 15 years, more. Oh, my God.
How could you have been searching for me and I not know it? I want to go to commercial. I am just overwhelmed. Hold tight, Prince. Hold tight, Kojo. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. I would like to play Miguel's song. Maybe this can help liven up our set for a minute. Hold tight. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. I apologize for the little confusion we're having in the audience with one of our guests. He appears to know me from where I really don't recall. He claims that we met before and his family are royalty. Nevertheless, I'd like to talk with him to find out just where we might have met. Maybe somewhere over in Europe, I don't know, but we're going to talk with him. I want to say hello to Hazib again and give him a chance to give us some insight as to what he's been doing since the last time we talked with him. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen, and this topic is about what I want, and we're going to be doing our prayer, and we're going to ask each of them to give us a little insight about what Omi wants and what do they think I could do for them, and possibly they can help me figure out what it is I want. I'm a little confused. You know, people are coming into my life saying they know me. I don't know this gentleman. Hold tight. Brother Hazib, how are you once again? Brother Hazib, are you there? Brother Hazib, maybe he's gone away from the phone. We'll come back to him again. But I'd like to say hello to our mystery guest. Brother Hazib, are you there? Brother Hazib? Okay. Hello? Caller number 313, is this Kojo Azio?
Yes.
Yes. How are you once again? I'd like to thank you for being a part of our show. We are now at the segment where we do our libation and our prayer. I would like to invite you to be a part of that duality that is usually done with two people, and because you are used to doing the prayer, I'd like to hear you do it in your native tongue. Maybe it will jog my memory and help me remember who you are. So will you join us, please?
By all means.
Thank you so very much. You're such a gentleman. You just sound so familiar. I wish I had my memory where I could remember who you were.
It was some time ago, but when we do these libations, this is where we met. You will jog your memory. And
I need
to know where you are. Yes, I will be there in the morning, wherever you are.
Wherever I am, you will be here.
Yes.
Wherever I am, I guess you will be here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to do our libation, and we ask that you would stand as if you're in a position to receive. Kojo Azio is going to do a prayer with us, and I am going to do him the honor of joining us after I do the libations, where we do it in the four cardinal direction. I like the four libations, first of all, to Oladulamare, and I say Ashe.
Ashe.
I like the four libations to my mother spirit, Yaminja, and I say Ashe.
Ashe.
Well, if you all would say Ashe, that would help us out, please, Hazib. I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, Obatala, and I say Ashe.
Ashe.
I like to call on my ancestors because they're the ones who will pick me up and make me strong. They're the ones who I need to reconnect with, who will open many doors for me and open my memory. Please open my memory so that I might realize who this gentleman is and how has he fit into my life and what does he mean to me and who is he and what is he to Omi. Please, as I pray, I ask the ancestors to please join us and reconnect to the greater circle. I ask the ancestors to be a part of our lives today and helping me to learn what it is I want. I call on Nina Simone, and I ask her to sing that sweetest, goodest song. And I call on Dr. Martin Luther King and ask him to lift up his voice one more time and say, I have a dream, and let his sweet Coretta direct us in the dream. We just ask that we call on Dr. Carruthers that he might bring the institution back of culture. We we ask that we call on Dr. John Henry Clark, and we say Ashe, and we call on the Honorable Dr. Carruthers and ask him to please open up a way that we might be more conscious-minded people. And we call on Joe Lewis and ask him to knock our oppression, and we ask that Madam C.J. Walker will walk that little walk and straighten things out in our lives again. As we pray, we say, Ashe, Ashe, so let it be, so let it be. Amen. Now, I'm going to join us in a prayer, if you don't mind. I want to keep calling you Prince, but you said your family royalty, the royalty, but you're not really Prince.
That's
so
okay.
Is it okay if I call you Kojo? Kojo?
You can call
can
me.
You pronounce your last name for me again?
Ayisi.
Ayisi. Ayisi, did you once used to be called Philip by any chance?
Yes. You do remember. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
You're coming back to me. Maybe when you do this prayer, my memory will come back. Go right ahead.
Yes.
Please, do us the honor.
This was at a convention in Germany, I believe, and I offered this prayer, and I will now do it again, and you will remember your prince. Majubo Oludumari, Ibabobo Orisha, Ibalo Joni, Kose Iku, Kose Irun, Kose Ojo, Kose Ofo, Alafia Ile, Alafia Ilode, Ire Bobo, Kio Wawawa. Ashe, Ashe,
Ashe. I remember now. I do know you. I do remember. You was a young man who was admiring my jewelry, my bracelet and my necklace. You were the young man that gave me the bracelets to
yes.
take back home. Was that
yes.
you?
Yes, and those are royal bracelets.
What's the nickname that you used to call you?
And those bracelets mean love is never lost. Love never
well,
gets
what
lost.
What was the nickname you used to be called? You had some kind of nickname, Philip or Philip Royal, or what was the name they called you?
Well, then it was Philip. That was my attempt to come to the Western world. And since Ethiopia is my tie to this world, Philip was the one who came to Ethiopia with the Christianity. So my relatives, and, you know, they call me Philip. But you can
well,
call
how,
me your prince.
How is it that you have been searching for me all these many years? You have been looking for me?
I've been in Wisconsin several times, and you are not there. I've been to Chicago. You are not there. I've been to Germany. You're not there. And
I happened to be
on Facebook and see that you are now doing this show. So we must give thanks to Facebook.
Well, I give thanks to the Most High, but how did you know we were doing a show on reordering the marriage vow, or even what only wants? Did you listen to any of the segments of the show?
Yes, I did hear a segment, but I did not know what the show was for the title for this evening. I just wanted to see you, hear your voice. I just wish this was television or something so that I could see you. And I have something for you that I need to get to you, need to send to you to complete.
You have something for me? What
yes,
is it?
The other half of the bracelet that I gave you 15, 17 years ago.
Are you still in love with me since our childhood, please?
Ever since.
Since childhood endeavor?
Ever since. And I know
ever
that you
love
me.
Ever since I was a youngster? How
yes.
would you know me? How would you? I'm changed. I am not the same anymore. How would you know?
Well, you may not understand here in the West, but in the past life, we were connected, and from that past life, through this life, into the next life, we will always be connected, no matter where you go in this universe.
Love shall never be lost. And it's been 18 years. Please tell me, how can we be connected? And it's been 18 years since I have seen you. I was only but a child then. We were just playmates. But you knew that I was the one that you wanted, even as a child?
Even before you were a child, if you will consult your Eleke, and you will see that this love has been for eternity. And no one can stop it.
So you know what?
That's why you never knew. Yes, so that's why you never knew what only wants.
So you know what only wants.
Yes.
I know
what only wants. Yes. So your search is over.
You don't need anyone in the audience to help you with the long list of the things that I want. There was once a guy by the name of Melvin. He knew what I wanted. He was a bit of a nerd, but he knew exactly what I wanted, and I made him king for a day, along with this other guy named Ola Boney. And he teased me so much. He made me make him king for a day. I didn't want to, but he made me make him king for a day. He said there was no one else that could love him as much as me.
Okay. I will fulfill those. Whatever, since I have been absent, it is true that I might not know all that what Omi wants, but whatever it is that Omi wants, Omi gets. And I will see to it through all of my.
That's so. Now you are making me blush all over with glee. So you mean I can have anything I want? Don't make me have to be like a wicked woman and tell you what I really want. So you mean you are willing to give me every and all the things I want?
My favorite movie this is coming to fruition is Coming to America. Have you seen that movie? They made a joke out of it.
Yes, many times.
Well,
I love that movie. I love the story.
Omi, this will be your...
So are you telling me that you come back into my life again? And maybe you should do a shout-out to the audience and ask the audience if they know exactly what Omi wants. Maybe some of the people that have been listening can help you out here.
Yes, and you
hit the mark.
Yes, audience, would you please help me and give me Omi's wish list and tell me what Omi wants, and it will be fulfilled. And when your show comes on tomorrow, or whenever your show comes on, you can let them know that your wishes have been fulfilled. So if someone would please.
Listen, Coach, I am so overtaken by everything. I do remember you as a child, but the question is, was I in love as a child? And could there be such a thing as love as a child? But I remember you and the prayer. It just reservoired in my mind when you said the prayer. I begin to reflect back on all the things that you were, who you were. And I didn't think that we would be coming together as husband and wife, though. But you knew you loved me that long and you want to have me as your bride.
Yes, I have longing for this moment for so many years, and now you are here, and I just want to fulfill your every wish.
What gift can I bring you? I have no gift to bring that's fit for a king. I have no gift to bring a rum-pa-bum-bum. That's fit to give a king for rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. So to honor you, for rum-pa-bum-bum, I'll give you my hand, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Now how is that?
How beautiful. But my preference... my preference is your presence. I need to know where you are, and I need to hear from the audience what is it that Omi wants.
I must say, Kojo Aisi, I did choose two prints, and I must say that at that time I thought I was in love. I chose Olaboni because he was the one that was in my life. He was the one that was beckoning for me and helping me. So he was one of the first chosen of the King for a Day. And then Melvin, that little squeaky voice was always in my ear, and he was always telling me how he loved me so much and how he could provide me with Sophie Luca. And he made me make him King for a Day. I didn't want to make Melvin King for a Day, but because he was my friend and he always seemed so sad and he needed to be cheered up, I made him King for a Day. I mean, what can I say?
Oh,
he
yes,
there.
Yes,
was
yes.
There.
Those are just placeholders. They were just placeholders. They were just holding the place for me, just keeping it warm for me, because they had to know that that was not true love. But
well, what is true love? Do you know what true love is? I want to know. I want to know what
true
love is.
It's like the sun rising over the mountaintop. True love, like sweet, sweet morning dew. True love, nature at its finest.
Like a sweet and morning dew. You mean that kind of dew?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
How is it that you can love someone you've never been with and you've only admired me from a distance? How is it that you would have kept the love this strong for this long length of time? Could it be really true love? Are you infatuated with love itself?
No, but there's such a thing as, how do you say it in America? There's such a thing as destiny.
Destiny would have it
to be
cross each other's paths again? Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
As I said, the bracelets that I presented you with, and it's a dangerous saying, love never gets lost on the way home. So you are on
love
your way home.
Love never gets lost on the way home. Love never gets lost on the way home. What if it's kidnapped and overtaken by another force? What do you do about love then?
There's no force on this earth. There's no mountain. There's no river. There's no ocean that can keep me.
There ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no river low.
Exactly, is what I was trying to say.
Keep me from getting to you, baby. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, maybe the Supreme should be in this room because you are definitely onto something. I mean, I was looking for a suit. I will not lie to you. I've been looking for a suit. I had the show on, but I didn't know there was someone out there. I really did.
The Supreme is in this room. The Supreme is here. He is here. Yes.
He is?
Yes, he is. It's only to the
will
Supreme.
Will I know him when I see him, or how will I know?
You know the Supreme. The Supreme is the Most High. There's nothing more than the Supreme. You just said the Supreme should be in this room.
You know, this is...
And he's here.
So, this has been so overwhelming. I just don't know what to say.
And I will call on the Supreme.
I can't really say I love you because we haven't grown together, but... Do you love me.
You do love me. You just didn't know that you love me.
And those
other two guys, they will tell you too. That go with him. You love him. That what's his name? Habib
is not from this country. He doesn't have the concept. I mean, you're not from this country. I mean, where is your concept coming from? What perspective? From polygamy? Or is it from a monogamous relationship or what?
I'm from Zion, and there are many mansions, and one of them is for you.
The things you say are so sweet to my ear. I want to believe them. I want to know you. I want
to
know you.
Just tell me where you are. Just tell me where you are. Just tell me where you are.
What did you say?
Just tell me where you are. And I will
what
fly there
say?
First thing. I will fly there tonight. Just tell me where you are. And I will be there tonight.
But you can't do that. You can't do that. There must be time for us to learn, to get to know one another, and to fill in for the gap of the
There's no better way than in person. There's no better way. What are you saying? You can't do this to me. Not another moment. Where are you?
What am I saying? I'm saying I want to learn you. I want to get to know you. I want to make sure this time that we're crowning the right prince. I don't want to make another mistake like I did with Melvin and with Tony Roney and those guys, you know, who were talking that jive and saying, dig this, and I'm doing 101%. And I got so confused. I was just too confused. And I made them prince for a day, and Olaboni wasn't even there, and I made him the prince for the day, and I don't want to make another mistake.
Fine. Those days are gone. They had them day, and them days are gone. Now, my millennium is here. So a day, good. One day, then finish. And it was probably only good for a day anyway.
Are you talking behind their backs and saying that they're not good enough for Omi? Is that what you're telling me?
I thought they were on the phone right now, so I would tell them to their face. And when they see the riches and the gold and the jewelry that I have for you, they will fall in line. And they will carry. They will carry the jewels that I have for you. They will carry it.
I am going to fall in love with you.
On their back, they will carry
them. Jewels and diamonds for me. Diamonds
and
pearls for me.
And gold.
Oh, you really know what Omi wants.
My
family is from. You really know what Omi wants. Yes. You asked someone. Someone must have told you. I'm going to send a shout out. If there's ever anyone in the audience that can help this man out and helping them to know what it is Omi wants. I do like jewels and diamonds. I really do. I really want to get to know this man. And I want to find out what was it that kept him so connected to me all those many years. Can you please tell me, Kojo, if I did come into your life, what exactly do you want from me?
I want you to sit upon your throne that I have prepared for you many, many, many years ago.
What exactly do you want from me?
I want children. I want eternity. I want the one thing that woman can do for man that nothing else can do.
I'll cook things for you. I'll cook
and that's eternity.
For you. What did you say?
The one thing that woman can give to man that nothing else, not even God, can give is what I want from you.
Well, be my husband, and I'll be your wife. I'll cook and sing for you. I'll cook and sing for you.
Well, you are my wife.
This thing must be settled. It has to
and
be settled
say,
today. I cannot spend
goodbye.
Another moment on these airwaves looking for what it is that only wants. You might be the one. You might be the one. Is you the one?
Well, if you want to find me, just look up Obwasi, and you will see millenniums of gold untold, and it will be yours at your fingertips. You will
all
rule over your subjects.
To do
yes.
what I want with it?
Yes.
All mine? Do you promise?
It has been there for you.
Do you promise? Honest? Are we just talking off the top of our heads? Are you sincere?
Oh, no, it's from my heart. It is sincere can get.
Let me know
all
how much
of the
it
riches
is in your heart.
In the world.
Let me know. What is it that you can show me or tell me tonight that will make me know that this is coming from your heart?
If I could try to sing a song to you, which I am not as verses gifted, but I can say, woman, I love you, and I need you in my arms. woman,
that
I
is
need
so,
you.
So romantic.
And I need you in my life. Oh, my God.
That
life.
Is so romantic. Melvin never sang a love song to me. I did sing a love song to Melvin, and that song was something
like
this. I like
those but other guys. Who comes
to will be alone tonight. I hope you'll find your love. And if you got somebody in your life, oh, be glad you've got a love. Don't let the silly games that people play rob you of the things you're dreaming of. You've got to use your head. And above all else, I wish you love.
Omi, I want to see you dance. Omi, I just
yes.
love to see you dance. And now that we have found
yes.
this love, we have found this love. What shall
Ozu,
we do?
Are you there?
Yes. Omi,
what
shall we
say?
Do now that we found love? We found this love that we've been searching for.
Now
what
that
shall
we
do?
Love, what shall we do? It sounds like a song or a lyrics of a song. What shall we do?
It will be a song. I'm coming for you.
You're coming
I'm
for
coming
me?
For
you don't know where I am.
I know you in Babylon, and I'm searching. So just tell me the general area.
Is there anybody out in the audience tonight that can help this young man out? He's not from around here. I have not heard that laundry list, as Melvin was saying. Somebody that may have listened to the show that know what's on that laundry list and can call in. We beckon you to call in, and you can call in the chat room and just jot it down, because we want to make sure he gets this right. Because there's a lot of things that Omi loves other than diamonds and pearls. There are a lot of other things that I love. Now, I want to say this. You are sweet and you're lovable and you say just the right things. And I want to believe that I love you. And my heart tells me that I could love you. And if I work real hard, I could let you be my husband and I'll be your wife. I'll cook and sing for you. And if you promise one thing, if you promise you won't go back to any of those old other upside relationship, will you promise me that?
Well, I have 8 wives, and you would be the completion.
I would be the completion, and now we're talking about I am going to be the polygamous wife and not the only wife?
You would be my only wife.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I mean, I can't accept that. I have got to be number one. Do you know who you're talking to? This is what Omi wants. I mean, I knew that there were polygamous relationships.
You don't understand.
The end one. I thought I did.
Yes. Well. Let me explain to you. First, let me send you a MasterCard, and it's an unlimited card. And then we shall talk more.
Be my husband, and I'll be your wife. I'll cook and clean for you. I'll cook and clean for you. Now, I'm saying this because we can make
you
it
will
happen.
Have servants.
No, we
you will
happen.
Have servants. You will never have to cook and clean again.
At my beckon and call?
At your beck and
my feet, whenever I need them.
Your feet will be washed.
Will I get dobale day and night?
Day and night. You have a driver. You have somebody to wash you. You have somebody to dress you.
I have a dream that one day Omi would have servants at her feet. I have a dream that one day a prince would come and sweep
and they will be white. They will be white servants.
They will? How
yes.
is that possible? Are you that rich?
Yes. They don't cost
now, I don't
much, though.
I don't want